This is a continuation of Joe's account from the other side. So don't begin with this side, but begin with the other side.
So that was what I was talking about before, was the sulfur and molasses and the castor oil. As I was doing that, I was telling Joanne about it. She was here. But another episode, Mary's probably mentioned this, one of Dad's favorite stories even today, was her spelling of image. I-M-E-A-C-H. He thought that was quite novel. In the background here, we have a little caroling by two of my daughters, Joanne and Peggy. We'll have to ask them to quiet down just a little bit. All right, what'd you lose? Okay. So that was, Mary's probably mentioned that, so I just pass over it. Another episode was during the summer months, preparing for those plagued parties for Pop on his birthday, when everybody would have to put forth some effort or other of either a collective or a single nature, whether joining in with some of your other brothers and sisters or doing it solo, as I remember Eleanor's poem, famous poem, God Bless the Man Who Invented Sleep, which apparently kindled a light in Dad's heart, and I've heard him mention it ever since. Of course, the background of that was Eleanor's own love for sleep. In a little while, just a minute. Another episode. My episodes are all family episodes. I haven't really gotten down to Mom at all, because I haven't, jotted these down. But another episode was playing hockey up there with the McGarveys and others, Johnny Bercher and all of them. The red car came around, chased us off the street, and my dear red-headed brother James got a little indignant, went back to tell the cops something. Next thing we know, he's going away in the paddy wagon. So we had to call Pop up, and over to 55th and Pine police station there. Father had to go over and get James removed from the ensnarements of the law. Of course, I don't think it bothered Jimmy too much, but I know Pop at the time was quite indignant, and returned home, proceeded to read the riot act to Mother, I believe, at the table, as though it was her fault. Why, I don't know. But I got out of it. I wasn't caught by the cops anyhow. Another episode along the same line of getting into trouble was the driving the Model T. I remember that as a boy. The Freerunner or the Forerunner of the old Phaeton, which we used to have. The story on the Phaeton mentioning that, I recall Frank, they used to be able to leave that ignition unlocked by just taking, you could unlock it and take the key out. And I remember Frank was out there and was sitting in the car, and Winnie was in the kitchen, it was summertime, she yelled out the window to him, "Don't take that car and leave it there, I'm going to use it for something or other." She's going to, bridge or something or other. So she said, "Dad, bring the keys into me." Why Winnie was telling Frank, I don't know, but anyhow she did. And Frank very obediently came out, took the keys out of the ignition and brought them into Winnie. So about 3 minutes later I had left Frank, then I came into the kitchen. We turned around, there's the flivver going down the alley, and Winnie's screaming and running down trying to catch him. And she didn't know that Frank could drive it, even though she had the key. I don't think he ever did come back for her to use it, which made her a little angrier. That was just a side issue of my own driving the Model T. I used to drive it up in the starter, to one day bring it up the alleyway. Father came up behind me and caught me in the act. That was the end of my driving the Model T up the alley. And going on to, skipping way over now, a number in years, that Model T episode goes way back, and the next episode is why I paid my way to college, which isn't too long ago. And that was, it boiled down to the fact that both Father and I, being a little hard-headed, he didn't approve of my reading the newspapers on Sunday, and particularly reading the newspapers in his house. And I insisted that I had a right, more or less, to read what I wanted to read, much to Father's chagrin. And so it eventually wound up in a big argument with my saying, "Well, if you didn't pay my way to college anyhow, if you don't want to, and I'll leave right now." So up I went, packed my bag, and shoved off to Winnie's place. She and Paul were up in Rhode Island at the time. So it wasn't a week or 2 weeks I spent up there before Mother managed to smooth things over. Well, yeah, and the Dick says, can I give some examples of how she smoothed it over? Yeah, I recall going up there to the apartment, or in fact, even before I went up to the apartment, I stormed up out of the dining room into the third floor, and we're sitting up there on the bed, and Mom came up and asked me what had happened. I told her, I said, I'm going to leave, that's all, I can't stand Pop. In fact, I remember very vividly at the time using the words, I hate him. Much to her shock, in fact, it shocked her quite a bit, because she broke down in tears at the time and said, you never hate anybody, and particularly your father. Well, naturally, I said it in the spirit of anger, not meaning hate. So that we more or less smoothed that part over, but I still insisted on leaving. So I went on up there to Winnie's. I say they were both away at up in Rhode Island, and then I was still going to school out of St. Joe. So when I would go to school, I'd come home at night, and usually Mom would come up for dinner. If I'd come in for dinner, I mean, she'd come up and get dinner for me and have dinner with me, and leaving the rest of the family here, and talk to me about the fact that Father didn't really mean what he had said, that it was just both of us not being able to more or less get along together, and it was for her sake, would I give it all up or forget this nonsense and come back. So after, I guess it wasn't even a week, just a few nights of that, I decided that the best thing to do and the right proper thing to do would be to come back, so I did. And so I remember Mom and I drove down from Winnie. She'd come up in the car. Those days she was driving, pressing heavy on the gas and wasting all the gasoline, as I recall. She started out in first or second. She was always a great driver for acceleration anyhow. Not much movement, but plenty of acceleration. So we drove back down, and everything got smoothed out. It was all copacetic after that. But that was just one of the episodes, I guess, which had arisen many times in Mother's life, where she was forced to be the mediator and the conciliator between Father and his children, or between others and the children.